Welcome to Palestine Today, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, February 9, 2012. The Israeli military court will hold its session at the hospital to avoid moving hunger-striking detainee Khadr Adnan, and President Abbas meets with U.S. Middle East envoy. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli military court decided to hold a session on Thursday at the Safed Hospital, where the hunger-striking detainee Khadr Adnan is hospitalized and facing seriously deteriorating health conditions. Head of the legal unit at the Palestinian Prisoner Society, lawyer Jawad Boulos, stated that the decision was made after deliberations were held to prevent moving the detainee to the Ofer military court due to the seriousness of his health condition. Boulos added that a specialist at the hospital sent a letter to the Ofer court stating that Adnan is rejecting all medications and examinations and that his health condition is very serious. The physician added that moving the detainee from his hospital bed will lead to further complications. In other news, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas told U.S. Middle East envoy David Hale on Thursday that there is no contradiction between internal Palestinian reconciliation and the peace process with Israel. The meeting was also attended by Palestinian Liberation Organization Executive Committee member Dr. Saeb Erekat, Presidential Spokesperson Nabil Aboudeine, and the American Consul General Daniel Rubinstein. Abbas stated that peace is a strategic choice that the Palestinians are determined to achieve, and that internal unity and reconciliation are national necessities and interests that have nothing to do with the peace talks. In related news, after Abbas was announced to be the prime candidate for the job of prime minister of the interim unity government earlier this week, the Hamas Change and Reform Gaza parliamentary bloc came out against a key clause in the pact under which Abbas would serve both as president and prime minister of a future Palestinian government. The deal was aimed at reuniting the deeply split Palestinian national movement, but members of the bloc claim that a dual presidential prime ministerial role for Abbas would be illegal. Palestinian Prime Minister Dr. Salam Fayyad stated during his Thursday meeting with Luxembourg's Minister of Development, Cooperation and Humanitarian Affairs, Marie-José Jacobs, that donor countries must abide by their commitments to financially support the Palestinian Authority so that it can perform its duties. The meeting was held in the central West Bank city of Ramallah, where the Prime Minister renewed the Palestinian call for the international community to be effectively and seriously involved in pressuring Israel to stop their violations, to respect international law, and to end its occupation of Palestine. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, February 9th, daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope you will join us again tomorrow. This has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Bushmell.